Talking books, it's Leslie's Readers. And the whole idea of Leslie's Readers, just really, if you're like me, you find your favourite, it's a bit like cooking tea. You've got all your favourite recipe dishes. And when you want a bit of a change, you just don't know where to go. Because you stick with your old favourites, don't you? And so I thought, this is very selfish. I thought, if we get someone to talk books, then I can find some new books and so can you. And so that's what we do every month. And Jan Philip Sendka is a new author that I think I should probably follow. And in fact, as you were telling us, Catherine, coming to Suffolk, yeah?
Yes, he's coming to Beccles and Woodbridge to speak about his series, this trilogy. And he's doing that on the 12th of October.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So should be worth going to see.
Catherine works with Suffolk Libraries, with Browsers Bookshop. She also is a bit passionate about books and runs her own book website, don't you?
That's
so
right,
if you ever
yeah.
want to find out about these things, do what I do and look up catherinelana.com and hopefully keep us posted. There's nothing like
yes.
keep putting the pressure on.
Keep
it
up to date, yeah.
So our book we're going to read next, and this has a tie-in with some visits to Suffolk as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, so James Runcie, he's been a few times actually to launch his books in this area, but he's coming in October for the book festival with Suffolk Libraries. He's going to speak at Southwold and also at Lavenham. So it's James Runcie, and he has written a series of books. So we're on a series again. So if you like the first one, it does mean that you've got a few to follow. But his first book is called Sydney Chambers and the Shadow of Death, and it's the Grantchester Mysteries, which have been turned into a TV series.
And you also get them on audiobooks as well,
yes.
because I've heard them on audiobooks.
Yeah. Well, they're great stories, and also the books are divided up, so they're usually about six stories in each book, which means that you can dip into it quite easily and don't feel that you've got an undertaking of a whole novel to read. You can actually take it almost like a short story, but it's a bit more, I would argue, a bit more satisfying than a short story because they're all linked and you do follow the progression of Sydney Chambers, who is a vicar. He works in Grantchester, just outside Cambridge, and we meet him at the beginning of his career. And as the books progress, we travel through the decades with him as he progresses through his career and his personal life. And he's also solving crimes at the same time with his friend, the police detective. Got a bit of a theme here, haven't we? Police detective Geordie. So they work on these crimes together, and it's beautifully written. It's quite light. There's humour there. And there's the nostalgia because they're set in the 1950s. Certainly the first book is that we're going to be talking about. And they're not the gory murder mysteries that
they're
you
gentle,
would know.
Aren't they?
They
they're,
are.
They're gentle. But they often have a little message, don't they?
They do, yeah. They've got a moral there. And they're also social commentaries as well.
His dad was someone quite important, wasn't he?
Yes, the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Just a mere... It's lovely, isn't it, to think he's written the book as well.
Yes. And he's quite interesting when you do hear him speak because he talks about the memories that he had growing up in a vicarage and the things that happened with his father and how he's used those to weave through his stories today.
So what's the title of the first one again?
The first one is called Sydney Chambers and the Shadow of Death.
Sydney, it sounds a bit Harry Potter-like, doesn't it?
It does. And it also sounds a bit dark, doesn't it, really? But actually, they've got a lightness to them and they're not all about murders. There's also just crime, theft and things that... Sydney has to discover.
He has lovely descriptions of people, I think, in them. So you can see the people that he's talking about. Is that
you can, say? Yes. Yeah. That it's a very visual thing, isn't it? And that's probably why. I think he probably was thinking about television, how it could adapt for television when he wrote them in the beginning. Because if you've got six stories in a book, that's six parts
six
of a series for TV.
Yeah. Not daft at all. So we've got him coming then to Suffolk Libraries, so the book fest that you're helping to organise. And mm-hmm. this is happening in October and lots of the libraries will be involved, yeah?
That's right. There's almost 20 different libraries all over the county are having an event where they're inviting an author to either lead a workshop or be in conversation or give a presentation on all sorts of subjects. So it's not just novelists. There's a biographer and politician, history, children's events as well. So there's quite a lot going on, and there's a website that people can look up to find out more details.
So is it going to Suffolk Libraries or?
Suffolk Libraries, yes, Bookfest.
Brilliant. Okay, Suffolk Libraries Book Fest, just have a look. And I'm sure we'll talk lots about that. But can you start booking already or not?
You can. Oh,
Ooh.
Yes.
I know that at Lavenham we've got a children's book festival as well. That was launched. So you can have a look at Suffolk Libraries and find out about that. Anything else we need to talk about while you're here?
Lots of events in Woodbridge as well. So we've got Victoria Hislop coming to Woodbridge in the end of September, 27th of September. Tickets are going very well for that. So if you're interested, you need to be quick. Artemis Cooper, she's written a biography of Elizabeth Jane Howard, who used to live in Bungie.
I interviewed her once. I interviewed her before.
Did you really?
Yeah, only on the phone, but yeah, I managed to chat to her once.
Yes, she's very interesting. So the biography will be fascinating. So Artemis Cooper is coming to speak about that, and that's on the 28th of September. And then there's Jan-Philippe Senker in October. So that's all for now.
It's a busy time. Catherine, thank you for making time and joining us as well. Pleasure. So look forward to Sydney Chambers and The Shadow of Death.